bless you. You are welcome. And I pray that you will surely have encounter with the Savior. Throughout the Bible, God always sought to reveal himself to man. Even from the beginning of Genesis, when man wronged God, God went after the one who wronged him. He sinned and went away from the presence of God, but God still sought for him and went to him and said, Adam, where are you? He first revealed himself, and Adam was surprised why God would be looking for somebody who has done something against him. But God, who is gracious, looked for his creation, the one that he created, and not only looked for him, but also promised him. Adam said, I am here. The first thing Adam did was that he sewed his own dress, fig leaves, covered himself because he saw that he was naked. And when God came, he knew that leaves will dry off and your nakedness will show. So he killed an animal and used a leather which will not dry off. Gave him a covering. God, anytime he works, he wants to do a work that lasts. Man will always do something that will not last but may look very beautiful. That is the nature of God. Leaves are very beautiful when they are green, they are new, and they can cover you when they are new. But it won't be long. It will dry off. And the nakedness you are running away will be shown. But God wants to cover us perpetually. So he covered man, even with our sin. He came and sewed a nice tunic for him. Hallelujah. I'm here to encourage you that God, he is still here. Amen. And he's still with you. I always want to encourage people. At such a time, we need encouragement. Systems and things that are happening in the world is not very friendly to Christianity and very friendly to faith. It's almost fighting against your belief and your trust in God. Things are hard, difficult. You have prayed, you have tried many things, and it seems not to work. So they question the very belief which you have in God. If God says that I am the provider, and you get up and it looks like you and your children are struggling to eat, it does not confirm the name of God to you. To be honest with you, it becomes theory in your mind that people say God can provide. But we must come to a point that we ourselves will experience. Like the woman who Jesus met at the well. She had an encounter with Jesus, and you cannot have an encounter and remain the same. She went to the town, rushed there. You can't have an encounter and shut your mouth. She started telling everybody what Jesus had done. And they looked at the woman. Probably they saw a change. They said, no, this could not be the woman. Something might have happened. This woman who will not talk to anybody, this woman who will always position herself in a certain way, this woman who only likes some type of man, is talking to all kinds of men. Something might have happened. That is my version. She ran back to where she came from and told them. They followed the woman and they all rushed He came, come and see a man who told me all things that I ever did. So does God know all things you have ever done, whether good or bad? Does God see all things that you do?
Yes.
Good. I have established a certain principle in your life. At least you know that God sees everything. What the woman did, Jesus was not there. Jesus did not live in the city. He was not a Samaritan. Because Samaritan will not tell you her story or his story to malign or to destroy her family or her tribe. If a Samaritan meet a Jew, he will give a very good story about herself to bring a good picture. But Jesus saw through her and told her all that she's ever done. Brethren, it's not only on the negative side. On the positive side, whatsoever you do, whatsoever you have done, some maybe you did something 20 years ago, some good to somebody 40 years ago, God has not forgotten. The day you come with encounter with God, He will bring all that to memory and tell you, that day when somebody was hungry, you fed that person. It was I. That is why you don't have to be weary in doing good. The Bible says that in due season, there is what we call a due season. And let us not grow weary while doing good. So sometimes doing good, it gets to a point you feel like giving up. Sometimes the people you are doing good to them, they are destroying you. And something is your right for you to go and work and get the money and bring it to them. All these things can weaken our hands. Sometimes because of that, you don't want to help anybody. Because you've helped A, you've helped B, you've helped C, and all of them. You never got anything from it. Sometimes an insult. Sometimes you employ somebody, you're at a top place, then you employ somebody to bring the person, and the person comes to undermine you. You see someone, bring the person to your house, because he doesn't have a place to sleep. They've sucked the person with his things, start crying. You see, say, oh, I've got a place for my children, but the children are not in. So go and stay there for some time so that you look for a place. The moment the person comes to stay there, Maka, if you try to sack him, you become a bad man. If you ask the person to leave, the person will destroy you. That you are rather a very wicked person. So that it's very difficult. When people are in trouble and you want to help them, you are afraid that this help may destroy the friendship. God sees all that. I know. Some of you have got spare rooms. Not that you don't want to give to somebody, but you don't want trouble. You give somebody a lift to church every day and back home every day. Then you come, then one day you're going, you meet some people, you said, oh, you want to pick them to some place, so please, even if you give the person transport, take transport home, the person become angry. That is human beings. You see, if we treat human beings like that, imagine how we treat God. So all these things can cause our hands to be weary. That sometimes you want to do good, but you find it difficult to do good. Some said, do not be weary It means that doing good sometimes you'll feel like, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. There are things that will cause us to lose heart. These are the things I was mentioning to you. But don't lose heart. If Jesus knew what the woman did for many years, and she thinks nobody understands, nobody knows, Jesus came and told her, look, this is what you've done. He said, he told me all that word. So probably it's not only the five husbands or the six husbands. Because Jesus spoke with her. Jesus had conversation with her. These are the ones that were recorded. She went back home and said, wow. Announced to everybody. And people believe her. This is an evangelist who the devil is destroying. Anytime people have capacity. Anytime you see somebody misbehaving or living some type of life, and you try to correct, and I see this guy, he won't change. It means that there is something great in the person. It is gift that have been corrupted. For this woman to convince, and many of the Samaritans believed, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. They believed in who? Because of what? He told me all that I ever did. There's something that trigger people to come to Christ. Somebody's testimony, your testimony, should be able to create faith in people to come to Christ. But when they come to Jesus, they should have their own faith in him. Oh, let's look at it. So when the Samaritan had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there. How many days? 2 days. Wow. You see the two different things. Last week, I spoke about he casting out. Was it last week? The legion. The moment he cast the demon out, the people saw the same miracle. They came and they sacked him. They asked him to leave. This one, they ask him to stay. They've all seen miracles, but one say, I don't want you, I'm afraid of your miracles. One says, I need your miracle. Stay one more. So he stayed with them how many days? So when the Samaritan had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there how many days? 2 days. 2 days he wasn't sleeping, he was still working. He was showing them something. He was revealing. God was at work. God was having an encounter with the people. Then look at what happened. And many more believed because of his own word. Now they moved from because of you who told me to because I know you as my personal savior. Jesus will always have encounter with people. He will always remember. I was talking about Jesus doing what? He will remember. He knows everything. He knows what we go through. You are not the only person. He knows it. Look, he knows that you don't like me. And he knows that you like me. You don't need to tell me, oh, pastor, hey, you're good, though. So, boy, and I will kind of cry. He knows everything. Once you come to the point that God sees and knows everything, your life and the way you relate to God will change. Having encounter with him is to reveal himself to you. How? What can we do to have an encounter with him? What role should I play if I want to have an encounter with Christ or with God. The first thing, shall I tell you, is a strong desire to know him. If you desire, is it? If you seek me, you're what? He that seeketh, findeth. So a strong desire. I love it. First, I thought God just went around. And you're and his hand just went and picked David. No! There is a desire in the heart of David. He said, I know David. How does he know him? That his heart is always seeking to do his will. You see, God looks in the heart of man. God has an X-ray, a scan, that can scan what is in your heart and what is in your mind. It is we men, human beings, we don't have scan. We cannot scan what is going through your mind, what is going through your heart. That's why we men, we look at the outward appearance. Don't walk anyhow. I say, my heart is beautiful. And dress basa, 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 basa. And expect a man to propose to you. The men don't have scans to scan your character. They have no scan in the eye to know that this is a nice person. So, if you want to appeal to God, go to your heart and your mind. If you want to appeal to man, let what is in your heart come out outside. Because man can't see your inside. No scan to scan your inside. So, what is your inside? If you leave it outside, then I know. The way I can know you have joy is when you are smiling and laughing, isn't it? But sometimes it's deceptive. People are laughing, but they are crying inside. Oh? So that alone, that's why human beings can make mistakes. Anytime human being give your recommendation, he might be wrong. He sees what you bring out. But sometimes we act. This world is a play. People act like you used to read some books. Say they married and they were happy. Sometimes you watch some film and they're married, they are in love, and they do this. And so I say, hey, this people, they know how to love all. But their marriages don't last. Those who act. If there are any people that must have a very nice and sweet marriages and long life marriages, they should be Hollywood. But go and see. The farmer's marriage in my village is sweeter and better than the Hollywood man. There's a difference between standing on a stage to act how to kiss, how to embrace, how to speak love language, to speak with a voice. Nina Antro. So most of the time, because it's not the real thing, they carry the same act into relationship. And it never lasts. God sees everything you do. And he reward whatever you do. No matter how difficult it is, hold on to it. No matter how great the warfare is, go on. Put your faith in God and lean on him. You see, he doesn't know how to fail. David trusted in him. You know David trusted in him? How could this young boy, who's never gone to battle before, who was disqualified to be a military man. Some of us, when we go, your height will disqualify you. They check you medically, that this guy can't. They look at you and say, you can't. So those who used to go to the military were the tall, thick. It used to be not only brain, it used to be body. But now, they are changing it. So you meet them. We share such a near. We are too known, gra. We say, one milo. He wasn't a military man. There was a war. A great war. And at times when this battle comes, there's a battle we fight as a church. Christian general battle, warfare. So you hide inside. Everybody hide inside as if you have faith. We'll cast you the devil. We'll cast the devil. But sometimes you meet your personal devil. That one, it is you and the demon itself. You and the problem. It's not a general problem you can hide behind and say, chobo. No. When we are doing, we cast him out, cast him out. Your faith is in prophet. I know that. We cast him out. This one, it is your own battle. We meet said battle, and this was one of the battles they met. Not a general warfare, one to one. And the opponent, appearance of the opponent alone, demoralize the entire nation. Some people say, have you ever? Somebody said, he went to for an interview with some people. And when they sat and they're waiting for the listen, and the people were caught saying, this one said, I'm from this school. The moment they finished, he wanted to take his things and go back home. Because the school he came from. Some schools, when you come from that place, the confidence you go through, and there's some schools when you come. You don't expect to meet any of your classmates sitting on the board, sitting on the panel. There are some of you, the school you went, look, when you are going for interview, you meet all about two or three of them are old students. Me like this, I know when I'm going for any interview. I am not going to meet anybody there. The only person I put my trust is God. Because my school, amen, there's nobody there. So you get intimidated before you enter into the place. Be bold! He said he went there, and this one went there and came, this one went there and came, this one went there and came, and said his heart was thinking, boom, pa, boom, pa, boom. I said, hey. The guy come, when they are coming, they are all smiling nicely. They come and pass. Then he went in, gathered the ball, and they asked him one question. I think the way he answered it, they said, okay, go. He said, my failure. Not knowing that was what they were looking for. They were not looking for long thesis. They were not looking for theoretical things. They were looking for somebody who can be practical and meet the situation practically. So they just asked him that one question. The moment he finished with that question, he answered it. They said, thank you. You hear from us, bro. And when he left, he said, oh. He said, I told you. Not know that he was a person. In fact, if they had asked a second question, he might not be able to answer it. But the one he knew, when they asked and he answered it and spoke well, they said, go. He let and in his mind, is it because I didn't do well? They already got the people. And just because they invited me, they have to listen to me. Eventually, he got a job. And those with bigger names, bigger, whatever it is, who spoke bigger English, well, and they were surprised that he, the guy, got it. So when David went to that field, he saw, he heard the same thing the army, Saul, the whole Israel army heard. They heard the same thing. You meet the same problem. But David's faith was not in his sword. His faith was not even in his training. His faith was in God. He had had a little encounter with God before. Do you know that? Then David said to Saul, let no man heart do what? Fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Look at this small boy, this young boy, see, who have never gone for training, who doesn't know how to shoot, who cannot even do pull the trigger, and he doesn't know how to, and he said, I'll go and fight this guy. Look at that boy. He said, let nobody heart, I thank God for this faith, man. He said, let nobody heart fail. I want people to be here. Now, when there's trouble, they will stand and say, Ghana, let nobody heart fail. You ask, hey, ain't our economy. This is the economy, so. If economy only was feeding people, like most of the African leaders are more economically educated than the European countries. They have more degrees than them. Like, our late old father-in-law, brother-in-law, Mugabe. Even in prison, he was getting degrees. The guy is very intelligent. He was one of the most educated people. And Zimbabwe was the most educated person in Africa. With all the sanctions they put on them. They told him. He said, let nobody's heart faint. To every problem in the world, there is also a solution. God only needs a man because God has the answer. But God can never violate his own principle. Whatever he wants to do on this natural world, he needs a natural man to use. That is why he needs you. Yes, onamframu noriya oriena oriena juma. The God that works in the air, you see, it's nothing physical, but he needs a body. That's why Jesus came and live in a body so that he can save you. That's why God didn't come himself in the spiritual design and say, I've saved all of you. But he has to come into the body. Take the same body which you have. The same body when they slap you, you feel. That same body. The same body when they pierce in it, blood comes out. The same body that feels hungry. He told Jesus didn't feel hungry. He said, oh, he's the bread of life. Yes, but he was. Once you put in the flesh, you are subject to the things which there. You do what the flesh do, but you overcome the evil of the flesh. He walks like, listen, he was hungry, that's why he sent for the food. He was thirsty, he asked for water. And after his death, he didn't leave the body on earth here. He went with a transformed or and said, this Jesus that you see going in this body, you shall see that Jesus coming again, sitting at the right hand side of the Father, interceding for us, that God, I understand, prophet, I know, because I have put on the flesh and I know how it is. I have fought for him. I have won the battle for him. And so that when the next time he's coming to this earth, he will have the legal right because he will come with the body again. David appeared. I said, don't be afraid. His brothers were discouraging him. His brothers said, look, David, you have an evil heart. The way they, when they come, you know, we used to have, my village, we have about two people went to the army. And when they come, even our chief is afraid. They walk through the town and everybody is shivering. So his brothers were behaving. And for them to see this small boy coming to see that, they too, they fear. Because when they come around, the way they throw their weight, the way they behave as if they are bold, they can fight anything, this guy, you will trust in them. But the people put their trust, they themselves, they are afraid. He was there and the people came. This man came, Goliath, and started throwing words. Words are very dangerous. Words carry pictures. Words can put fear in you. Look, most of the fear, things you are afraid of, is words. Words! You can be nice. You can go and do medical checkup. The doctor, you are not feeling, you are not sick. The doctor opens and says, hey. Then the moment he starts telling you some things, your body begins to. Words! He came and threw words. He said, let the man come. And Saul and Israel heard these words of the Philistines. They were dismayed and greatly afraid. The way God used words, the same way the devil also used words. The man stood and spoke and cursed the God of Israel, cursed the army of Israel, and they were all quiet. Who are you to open your mouth? And this boy came around. 40 days, this man was insulting them. Have you ever got somebody who have started torturing your life, every morning gets up, insult you, and insult you? If you don't take time, he will create pressure, high blood pressure in you. You get up, your fear is that, I'm going to meet this insult again. So the guy, this was not the only insult to go. He was going to kill them. So there was nobody saying, give me one person. This is not a time where anybody will hide behind somebody and say, let's fight. One to one. Satan will meet all of us one to one as we meet Jesus Christ one to one. Learn how to fight your battle and not hide under pastors, hide under friends, hide under other Christians. For a day will come that you will face your personal battle alone. This was the season. And we found out that all of them, you know, Joboy. In school, I went to boarding house for 2 years. Hey, anytime they make, they say they won't eat food. Someone who goes to school with 2 tin of milk, 1 sugar, 1 bar of kiso. You go and sit down there and say, Chobo. One egg. Entire children, we share it, we divide it. Then I go to secondary school and they give me full egg. And we say the food is not good. You see how people, where people are coming from? For us, it was one of the best food you can eat. When I go to school, I grow. You see, when I come back home, you see all my cheeks and everything. And some of them, when they go to school, they grow lean. Depending on what you used to eat at home. Some of our school, it's nice. We are waiting for school to reopen. Our desire is that when will school reopen so that I can take breakfast, I can take lunch, and I can take hi, village. You didn't need breakfast. Coco Sakura Kura no bread. So that the breakfast, my village. Let me tell you, do not, should I tell you what I eat? We eat. Kokonte. That was eaten yesterday. The next morning, you put it on fire. Breakfast. You have to wait until in the evening. You eat. That's why I don't know how to eat plenty. Don't follow me. Sometimes the community is not there. What they have, you know, the community, they do it and it's bent under. So they put water and the under they take it. You add small honey. That is what you eat. You see, if you don't understand, you will think your world is your only world. That's why you have to, I know how to, when I'm thanking God, I know. Based on an experience, you can use cheese to get me preach you, to you. You can use butter and bread to think if you give to me, I'll prophesy. Hey. Minimdi. He heard it. There was Goliath stood and he wanted to go. His brothers tried to discourage him. Look, whenever you want to kill your Goliath, there are people who tell you you can't. Sometimes you have a dream, you have a vision. You have something you want to do. But there are people, sometimes not people you don't respect, though. People who seem to be more experienced will tell you you can't. Some of you, if you have listened to some people, you wouldn't have built a house. They'll tell you, you can't build a house. Kai! You. Don't waste your time in building the house. Ukula unche ube u. Hey! You see that the one who prophesied you will die and you go to his funeral. From there, you go to your house. Sometimes dreams and vision God gives us, there are people that want to stop us. Sometimes they are not far away. Sometimes from your home. Wow, feel the one closer to you, your friends. You tell your vision to your friends, they tell you, hey, are you getting crazy? I remember I told somebody, when we're coming here, so we're going to Fra Fra, and there was one, we pass here. When the guy saw this, heard this place, he said, this guy, Bibi Afanitimana, is something wrong with this guy? And he said, location, location, location. Maybe the school you went, you were not taught. And that location is full of bush snakes. Are you the devil? Are you John the Baptist? Going to the wilderness? How will the people come? It's not people I'm looking for. I'm looking for God. Once I bring God, the ark of God, the presence of God, God knows how to bring his people. Make God the center of your battle. Amen. And he, David, looked and said, in fact, the king himself told him, he said, whenever he was afraid, he said, I'll go and kill the man. And they look at this guy, this small boy, saying, I'll go and kill this man. And they look at him. He has never learned how to fight. He doesn't know war. He hasn't said anything about war. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth. Don't allow anybody to tell you are a youth, you are an African, you are a Ghanaian, you are this, you are not too educated, you can't do that and that. Look, when God put a dream and a vision in your heart, pursue it. Yeah. He said, you are about a youth. Oh, God. The next verse. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. Yes, I haven't fought before, but I have taken care of sheep before. And this is my testimony. Every little testimony God gives you, it gives you the ground to fight bigger wars.
Amen.
If God heals you even from malaria, it gives you more faith to fight cancer.
Amen.
But David said, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, you know lions, you know bear, they will come and take the lamb out of the flock. Normal thing any normal man would do would behave like Saul. He would run away. I went out after it and strike it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and strike and kill it. This is wrestling. It doesn't look normal. But God on your side, you can struggle with a living lion, a living bear, and take the jaw and hit it and kill it. Small boy. He said, if God was able to help me to do this to these animals, the same God will help me to kill Goliath.
Amen.
Anytime you're serving God, certain things happen, encounters come on your way. This is an encounter he had. Don't throw away the encounter. The encounter helps you to fight bigger battles in future.
Amen.
I hope you're getting me.
Yes.
Yeah. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this what? Oh, cow. Look at how you call him. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. I am going to add him to my second medal. I am going to add this Philistine to mine. I'm going to do the same thing. The same thing will happen to this Philistine. Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied what? The armies of the living God. David didn't fight personal battle. He didn't see it at his battle. He saw that this man is defying the army of the Lord. He saw it, the man against God himself. Some of you fight your personal battle. Whatever battle you fight is to fight because you want God's name to be glorified. And did he fight? Let's quickly. And moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. He knew God as a deliverer. Look, God is a deliverer.
Amen.
The experience made him know that God can deliver.
Amen.
At a point, God revealed himself to you as a deliverer. He has delivered him. He knew that there is no way a normal human being can meet a lion and a bear and open their mouth and hit it, and that man will be alive. But God delivered me. The same way he did to Daniel, he did the same thing to me. He delivered me. So look at the deliverance you have gone through. Look at what God has brought you through. And it can help you to face your tomorrow. And finally, what did he say? He will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. Some people can encourage you that the Lord be with you. If the Lord can be with a man to fight, you the king, why don't you go with the Lord to fight? But thank God, David went. Did he go? Oh, he ran away. Look at how David faced the part. I love this David. So Saul clothed David with his armor and put a bronze of helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. Look, sometimes don't borrow people's things. Hey, what you are used to in winning your battle, do it. Look, I have the way I preach. I don't want to preach like anybody. You get it?
Yes.
There was some time, some years back, I tried to preach like Dr. Otabo. Me bray. After you finish, you confuse the people and confuse yourself and confuse everybody. Know the weapon you're using. Know what you can do. Know your strength. And stand in your strength.
Amen.
Dan me vie na mi aminism ma shika. So ho du be na yen tiasi ye me say ah mi aminism mun tiasi. I mean, myself, no, you didn't understand. what I preach, I know, because the one who preached it didn't understand it. How can you? So don't stand in the strength of somebody. If some area that's where your strength is, capitalize on that area and hit it. Don't try to be like anyone because you are not that person. I hope I'm saying something sensible. So he tried it. Said, no, I haven't tried this before. Those armor alone will defeat David. He doesn't need Goliath. The armor alone will defeat him. So he tried it. It wasn't. He said, no. And David fastened his sword on his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I cannot walk with this, for I have not tested them. So David took them. Never go into a battle with weapon you haven't tested before.
Yeah.
That's why I'm only confident with God. At least I've tested him. He has worked for me. And I know this God will work for me tomorrow too.
Amen.
So find a place or something which you've tested God on before, which God have worked for you before. And when your devil come, that's the area you must face him. If he has, you were hungry and one day you were praying and God brought somebody while you were praying and gave you that food, let it build faith in you. Whenever even your success, God, the day I was hungry, you did this. Today I'm sick. Look, that same faith can bring healing to me. So that is how you channel your faith. Don't be borrowing people's faith, or else you will be in trouble. You can't walk in that faith. Then the wisest thing is to remove it. Then, because you cannot go into battle without having this armor. Because what the normal way to fight a battle is to put on the whole armor. Is put on the armor. And this is a man, for the first time, he's going to a battle without armor. Well, he's not used to it. Oh, God. Then he took his staff in his hand. You know the staff? He's used to the staff. That's what he's been working with. That's why he used to kill the lion and the bear. And he chose for himself five smooth stone. From where? What is a brook? The stones have gone through. The water have gone through and they scrubbed each other and it became very, very what? Smooth. The Holy Spirit have worked on that stone. The water, which is the Holy Spirit, the river that flows, have worked on it and are smoothing what they're going to use. Ready to fight and ready to be used. So whatever weapon you use must be picked. The Holy Spirit must work on that weapon, on that word in your heart. And so that when you bring that word out and you move it, it's able to achieve its purpose. That is the essence of praying over the words of God that you want to use. Pray well and pray on those words. Let those words be smoothing and develop faith in your heart, and so that when you fire it, it will achieve it. Aim. And look at his attitude. Then he took his staff, his hand, and chose five smooth stones from the book and put them in a shepherd bag. That's what he knows. And in a pouch, which he had. And his sling was in his hand. He's going to kill some bird. And then he drew near the Philistine. He didn't run away. He did what? This is, you need boldness to face any adversary. The fearful people, they die. In fact, if you go with fear, you know, if you read Ephesians, how many have read Ephesians 6? about the armor of God. The place that was given protection is the front, isn't it? The back, there's no protection. So there's no way, you don't have to run. If you turn your back, your enemy will get you. Face him. The Christian warfare, the moment you enter into it, no turning back. Go with Christ. Fight until you win the battle. Don't get to the middle and try to run away or you'll be exposed. So he ran. So Philistine came and began drawing near to David. And the man who bore the shield went before him. This man have all the what it takes to protect him. One man against him with his men that are more bearers. Okay, let's say, oh God, I thank God for this beautiful thing. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. He saw, he thought he was going to see some tall, thick, rugged, somebody who have fought with all these muscles. You see, you know, there's some people, they do this and you see there. The other day, I tried to do mine, it wasn't, there was nothing. How? I wanted to do the macho. I tried, I did this, I look at this, nothing. I did this, nothing. He made a man. There are some people, you meet them, you see their muscle alone. If they hit you, please send macho. Thank you. There are some people you want to fight. There are some people when they hit you in public, you say, oh, sorry. He is the one who hit you, but when you look at, you must say sorry or you'll be disgraced. This is the type who was coming against the small boy and he disdained him. Sometimes the world will disdain you. Sometimes your vision that you carry, people will look at it when you start, they will disdain you and say, oh, sure, can this one do this? Don't worry. It is not them who determine. It's not them that gave you the vision. It's not them that's going to help you to fight the battle. So don't waste your time of what people think about you. Don't allow what people think about you to have control over you. Yeah. I told you from the beginning that only God is the one who have scan. That can scan what is in man. Whatever anybody sees is the outward appearance. So they can see outward appearance. And people have different interpretation of outward appearance of people. The way they may see it is different from the way you are. So don't let them put you in a certain box. Hey, disdain him. Oh, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking. Nice small boy. Oh, this nice boy. Yeah, this boy won't fight. They won't bring somebody to fight and fight me. Look at what they are bringing. Okay, let's go. And so the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. I thank God for that. He looked at David, and David was holding the stick. You know, the Israelites, they see these people as dogs. They see them. You know, Jesus called the Samaritans as that. He said, look, you don't give children's food to the dog. See, so if you are not part of them, you are a dog. So David said that, I'm going to kill him like a dog. So he took his stick and was going to kill. He said, am I a dog? And that rather angered him. This boy coming to me and he's holding his stick like he's coming to kill a dog. I said, yes, you are a dog and I'll kill you like a dog. And I will give, and he said, I'll thank God the way the battle went. It angered him so much that the guy moved the battle from the physical to the spiritual. He made him angry so much that he then moved Goliath then moved the battle from the physical to the what? To the spiritual. He started doing what? Cursing him by what? His God. He said, wow, that is my field. When you move this to God, then your God is going to do this to me. That is where I want to bring you. I'm not bringing you to my field. I'm not going to kill you because it is between your God and my God. Now, we can see which God can kill. Not Goliath versus David. Now, God to God. So he moved the battle from the physical to the spiritual. And he knows when he comes to the spiritual, his God is superior. Yeah. Then David said to the Philistines, you came to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you where? In the name of the Lord of hosts. The God of what? I've said this to encourage you. That no matter what you are going through, no matter what you are facing, whoever you are facing, whatever you are facing in life, be it the Goliath disease, the Goliath finance. You say, I have only little strength. I have little faith. David had little. And today, I want you, like David, with your staff, with your stone, with what you are known in fighting with, today you can face that Goliath in your life. Yours might be a health problem. Yours might be a trust problem. Can be even a marital problem. Yours can be even looking for a job. Yours can be your child that is sick, your husband that is sick, your wife that is sick, your friend that is sick. Yours can be that you are losing your work and your job. Yours can be some kind of disease that you've tried and tried and is not going. It has become Goliath. I want to speak to him. Don't hide behind anybody. Speak to that God. Speak to him and tell him, oh God, help me. Amen. God bless you.